will give her presentation.
Thank you, Miss Fleener. Merry Christmas!
Have a nice day!
Merry Christmas! Have a nice day!
Merry Christmas! Have a nice day!
Sorry, Miss Fleener, but in mere moments, this will all make sense.
Just keep it appropriate, Sarah.
Of course. It is around this time of year that the ubiquitous Xmas decorations...
What's your biscuit ass?
Ass!
Ubiquitous.
It means everywhere, all over the place, in your face.
Wait, did you say Xmas?
I did.
My mother says that saying Xmas instead of Christmas is sacrilegious, and you're going to hell.
Being Jewish, I don't necessarily believe in hell, so...
She said hell!
Sarah, you are on thin ice.
Of course, miss. I apologize for the inability of my classmates to stay focused, but I'm afraid that I cannot apologize for attempting to educate those who do not... It is around this time of year that many people begin to think of nothing but Christmas. And so Jewish children, such as myself, are forced to raise up a minor and unimportant ritual so that we too can feel a part of the holiday season. Questions are raised. Are we allowed to enjoy pumpkin-spiced things?
That's Thanksgiving!
Can we love the 6 Christmas carols we play in orchestra far more than the one boring dreidel, dreidel, dreidel song?
But they made it out of clay!
Have we converted if we accidentally wear red and green?
What's converted?
And so, we make this holiday, Hanukkah, into the next big thing every year. Do you even know why?
It's a festival of lights!
Yes, but why?
Because baby Jesus was born in the manger and they didn't have any light.
Nope.
Who cares? You're lucky.
Why?
You get a present every night for like a week.
Not always true.
You have 7 more minutes.
Oh, geez. Okay. Dear class, my presentation is on the story of Hanukkah. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a Greek king who ruled Syria.
Why didn't he rule Greece?
Have you not heard the expression, it's all Greek to me?
So?
It was all Greek to them. End of story.
Can we go to recess?
No, not really end of story. For I have enlisted fellow classmates to help act out the story for further erudition. Actors? Here are your scripts. Lights up!
I am King Artichokus. Antichokus. Antichokus.
Antiochus.
Antiochus. I am King Antiochus. I rule all this land and all that land. I am a Greek who rules much, but yet I am not satisfied.
We are the people of Judea.
I bring you many new gods to worship.
No thanks.
What?
No thanks.
My many gods are way better than your one god.
We're okay.
No, you're not. You gotta worship this guy, Zeus.
Bless you.
This is not a joke.
Oh.
You people of Judea are stupid butt faces, and so I will kill you.
Sarah, I am serious.
Oh, well, it's okay. They didn't kill everyone.
I'm still alive.
Plus, now we're getting to the good part.
And now I will storm your temple. I'm going to destroy this. And this. And look at this cool candelabra.
Not a menorah. It's never been unlit.
Oh, and this special oil that's all blessed and can't be opened, I'm going to pour it on the floor.
No!
And just for fun, I'm going to let some pigs run around.
Come on, seriously?
Somebody help us!
I can help.
No offense, but you're a really old guy.
This is true, but I am also the only one willing to organize, plus I have 5 strong sons.
2 minutes, Sarah.
Okay, I'll have to skip ahead a bit. So, the old guy, Mattathias, he went into the woods with his 5 strong sons and some other people, and then they made a plan, and then he died.
Who?
The old guy, pay attention. So, one of his sons got put in charge because he had the best name, Judah Maccabee.
I am Judah the Maccabee. And you can call me Judah Maccabee. I will pull together an army and fight. And fight the soldiers. I win! Now, to get back into the temple.
This temple is a mess.
Let's work!
And I have repaired the menorah.
Yay!
But there is no unspoiled oil with which to light it. What shall we do?
Judah, I have found one tiny bit of oil and it is fully unadulterated.
Good work, child. But alas, there is only enough oil for one night and it will take 8 nights to create more oil.
Well, it can't hurt to try.
Your time is almost up, Sarah.
Okay, so they put the oil in the menorah expecting it to only burn for one night. But then, a miracle! It burned for 8 nights, which was the exact amount of time needed to make more oil.
Really?
Yes. And now we light candles on the special menorah, one for each night for 8 nights. The end. Any questions?
Do we get cookies?
No. Cookies are for Christmas, because even after all this, I cannot dispute the fact that everything about Christmas is just a little bit sweeter. But I have invited my upstairs neighbor to help prepare and serve the traditional Hanukkah food. Bonjour, chef!
Bonjour, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my neighbor, Chef Thierry Loiseau, a French man who loves to cook and always wears a hat. And if there's anything the French know how to do, it's fry potatoes in oil.
There's lots of butter.
The story of Hanukkah, as you might remember, is about oil, and so we eat food that is fried in this delicious and forbidden substance.
Why a potato?
And why not?
Oh, how much time do we have, Miss Fleener?
Well, truth be told, I was hurrying you along so that I could dismiss you to recess a bit early.
That is very uncharacteristic.
While it's true that I am fond of conforming to strict structures, today is different because I did not eat breakfast.
Mon Dieu! This is the most important meal of the day.
I am well aware, but sometimes your baby poops all over your shirt.
You're wearing a poop shirt? Ah, cool.
And then I ran into Molly, whose daughter goes to the same daycare. And seriously, she would not shut up. Be quiet. And I was like, lady, if I go now, I can stop at 7-Eleven and get a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart!
And I was just about to make it, and I got behind the slowest driver, and so I was late, and I'm starving.
Miss Fleener, you have a baby?
I do.
You drive a car?
I do.
Do you eat breakfast?
Normally I do.
Mmm, smell that beautiful aroma.
So, Miss F, do you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah?
Actually, I celebrate both.
That means, well, how do you, but, what?
Regardez, the first latke is ready, and it has your name on it.
Me?
Yes.
Where? What did you get her name on it?
Quiet, mes petits enfants, quiet. This is a secret and I shall never release.
Pile it high with applesauce and sour cream.
Don't mind if I do.
Looks like a latke is in a hat.
Wonders will never cease. Mm. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yay!
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Find the podcast of our shows in iTunes and Stitcher, and help other people find us by taking a moment to leave a rating or a review, if you would. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on our upcoming live shows. Get ticket information and find the podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.